After the much-ballyhooed opening of the Erie Canal in 1825, a canal-building passion swept the United States. The craze revived the old idea of connecting the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River with a water route. This map shows the Fox and Wisconsin rivers connected by a proposed canal at Portage. Margaret Bogue.
The idea always of linking up the lakes and the Mississippi River was an idea that appealed to people tremendously. It was another outlet. You didn't have to use the lakes and go east. You could use the Mississippi and go south and west, because once on the Mississippi, there were all manner of wonderful rivers flowing into the Mississippi from the west.
The project may have looked good on paper, but Bogue says work on the ground was dogged by difficulties.
It was a fiasco. There was trouble building the canal, trying to get it right. And then once you get the canal built, then you have to contend with the Wisconsin River, which is shallow and full of sandbars, and they're shifting sandbars. And it just exasperated the engineers that were working on the projects to make the Wisconsin River navigable. There was one who said, we'll never make it navigable until we have lathed and plastered the whole river.
Bogue says this map reflects the determination for this project some people maintained even after railroads connected Lake Michigan with the Mississippi River.
After the linkage occurred here in this map, they're still looking at the possibilities and the problems involved and pushing the federal government to make more and more and more appropriations to make the Fox, Wisconsin a reality. And of course, it just died. It wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. Nature prevailed.